For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. For dairy farms in New England, the outlook for milk prices is not good this year. The stress has been tied to suicides among dairy farmers. One effort to get them help is sparking some criticism. New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reports.
Will Rogers and his girlfriend Heather run a 75-cow dairy farm in Warren, Massachusetts. It's just the two of them and sometimes short-term, part-time workers.
Other than that, it's, you know, 7 days, 365, 14, 16 hours a day, that we're at it.
It's his life's passion, he says, but not easy, especially now that milk prices are sliding to their lowest levels in years. And the prices were already well below break-even for most farmers.
Financially, mentally, physically, very, very draining.
Rogers says that was all the more draining on Monday when he opened his twice-monthly check from Agrimark, his milk co-op that also owns Cabot Cheese.
You know, you get a milk check that ain't worth much or nothing.
That check comes with a letter. This week, it was all about the stresses on farm families and contained a list of suicide and mental health hotlines.
It's a great resource. I will say that. You know, it's something that should be available for people that are in trouble. But my God, the first thing you do when you open up your milk check and to find suicide hotline numbers, you know, it doesn't do much for your mental state.
And on the back of that letter, terribly disappointing milk price forecasts for the next 12 months. Rogers says there had to be a more tactful way to spread the word about suicide prevention than putting it together with so much bad news in one envelope. For its part, the co-op is standing behind the letter.
My name is Doug Demento, Director of Corporate Communications for Agrimark.
Demento says the idea to include the hotline numbers with the milk checks came from the co-op's board.
We've had some recent incidences, and we did have one farmer commit suicide recently.
Demento says the board, which is made up of farmers, wanted to be proactive.
You know, we have 1,000 farmers in our co-op, and I'm sure some people will see it in a positive way, some may see it in a negative way, but if we can prevent any type of issue, any type of suicide or anything like that on the farm, then I think the letter was well worth it.
For farmer Will Rogers, he expects Agrimark meant well, but seeing that letter, it hit home for him.
It's hard for me to talk about, but I'm going to tell you because in 1986, my dad had lost his brother. On top of things being in a down cycle, was more than he could bear.
A down cycle in milk prices then, like now. In college at the time, Rogers tried to help his dad by coming back home a few days a week.
And so anyway, he took his own life on the morning of my 23rd birthday and left me. It was the greatest learning experience I ever had, you know, but it was a very trying time for me. And just to see all that in that letter just brought back all that emotion to me personally.
He wrote about the Agrimark letter on Facebook, widely shared among friends and fellow farmers, with a photo of one of his cows, Rosebud, looking down, and the message, "Hard to keep your head up." For New England Public Radio, I'm Sam Hudzik.